USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, has declared a state of emergency.
With hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets in bitter cold temperatures and thousands apprehended every day in the Texas border city, El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser signed the emergency declaration.
As we see the increase in asylum seekers into our community, and we see the temperatures dropping, and we know that Title 42 looks like it's going to be called back on Wednesday.
It will give the city the resources and ability to shelter migrants. El Paso has struggled to deal with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border with Mexico and is bracing for even more by the end of the week. An average of more than 2,400 migrants per day are caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The father of the Highland Park, Illinois shooting suspect is being released on a $50,000 bond. Robert Cremo Jr. surrendered to police on Friday under an arrest warrant charging him with seven counts of reckless conduct related to helping his son obtain a gun license. His son went on and allegedly killed seven people and injured dozens more at the 4th of July parade in Chicago this year. Cremo Jr. was ordered to surrender his firearm license and any weapons in his possession upon his release. Japan is making the move to go green. Corey Myers has the story.
In an effort to go green, all new houses in Tokyo built by large-scale home builders after April of 2025 must install solar power panels to cut household carbon emissions. Japan, the world's fifth largest carbon emitter, has committed to achieving carbon neutrality by 2050.
Nurses in New York City could go on strike as soon as January. Nurses at the Big Apple's private hospital are deciding whether to authorize a strike ahead of the current contract ending on December 31st. This is USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Several people have been cleared to return to Twitter after being banned by owners prior to Elon Musk buying the social media outlet. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is back on Twitter. His account was suspended a few years ago over his claim of voter fraud in the 2020 election and what many regarded as misinformation about last year's January 6th attack on the Capitol. Lindell tweeted out, "I'm back. Thank you, Elon Musk." The man accused of April's shooting at a Brooklyn, New York subway station is facing additional charges.
Frank James is accused of setting off smoke bombs and firing nearly three dozen rounds on a train bound for Manhattan. A federal grand jury returned a superseding indictment, charging him with 10 counts of a terrorist attack and other violence against the mass transportation system. That's one count for each victim in the shooting. James pleaded not guilty back in May. The victims, ranging in age from 16 to 60, all survived the attack.
This is Kenny Burns reporting. The end of the weekend can't get here fast enough. That's when the snowstorms will be moving off the northeastern coast of the U.S. and bring some relief from the heavy snow. More than a foot had fallen in recent days. New York has become the 10th state to ban the sale of cosmetics tested on animals. The law known as the New York City Cruelty-Free Cosmetics Act prohibits it's the sale and manufacturing of cosmetics that have been tested on animals. It goes into effect January 2023. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.